Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asda Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And we had a little bit of trouble in the grain room today. May corn at 434.5, down 6.25. July at 447, down 6.5. December new crop at 468.75, down 4.75. All of these markets have had a pretty good recent bounce, and the technical indicators had become a little bit stretched to the upside, particularly the stochastic and percent R type indicators, and we may be in for a little bit of a rocky ride here. Does that mean the bottoming process is over? No, it does not. A bottoming process doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get a bull market. It means that we will probably avoid making any sharp new lows and grind along here, but the recent bounce may be coming to an end. Soybeans for May at 11.95.5, down 1.25. July at 12.09.5, down 0.75 cents. November at 11.86.5, up 0.5 cents. We did see sharp rallies in the soybeans today, and we saw a complete reversal off of that. In the case of new crop, we traded as high as 11.99.25. The low of the day was 11.82.25, and most of the other contracts finished within a few cents of their lows. Seeing resistance at that $12 area in the new crop and also in the May futures is a little bit problematic. So keep an eye out here. We may be looking at a reversal in the soybeans. We may see further selling pressure. May soybean oil at 48.41, that was down 16. May meal, 337.60, down up 120, excuse me. New crop at 79, new crop crush at 79.75, up 225. Old crop crush 104.75, up 25. Wheat saw considerable pressure again today. May wheat at 533, down 11.25. May Kansas City at 575, down 12.5. And May Minneapolis at 655.75, down 8.75. Cotton continuing to struggle a little bit. We're still fairly close to the highs, but selling pressure is becoming more notable. May cotton at 93.48 is down 142. July at 93.26, down 108. And December cotton, new crop, 83.43, down 53. April live cattle, 187.07, down 285. May feeders, 255.10, down 350. Kind of detecting a trend here. It wasn't the greatest day ever for commodity markets. June hogs at 101.22. That was down 50 cents. April milk at 16.30. That's up 11. May orange juice at 360.55 is up 365. And looking at crude oil, 80.55 up 125. Diesel 268.27 up 272. And May unleaded 268.42 up 308. The good news here is most of these markets did finish well off their highest levels of the day, but the bounce in crude is not exactly welcome. Natural gas at 186 was up 8. So there is a bit of a risk-off tone to some of this. That's what's going on. Gold a little bit lower, $21.67, down $13.40. Silver, $25.06, down a dime. Dollar noticeably stronger. We got the PPI numbers this morning. They were hotter than expected. Man, that did boost interest rates, sending the dollar higher. The dollar at 103.31, up 52. Stocks a little bit lower on the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,905, down 137. S&P 500, 5148, down 16. NASDAQ Composite, 16,128, down 49, or about a third of a percent. Trade was choppy. This is triple witching, meaning we see stock index futures, we see stock options, and stock index options all expiring tomorrow. That can lead to a little bit of additional volatility, along with a noticeable bump up in interest rates. The 2-year at 4.68 up 5 basis points, the 10-year at 4.28 up 10 basis points, and the 30-year at 4.43 was up 9 basis points. I will be off the desk tomorrow, so I would like to wish everyone a nice weekend. This is Sterling Smith from rainy Omaha, Nebraska, saying good evening.